This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has detailed the state's plan to distribute the first coronavirus vaccines. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve Pfizer's vaccine tomorrow and Moderna's vaccine next week. The state says initially it will receive more than 59,000 doses, then another 240,000 or so by the end of the month. Baker says the initial doses will go to hospitals and people who fight the pandemic.
Our plan for the first round of vaccine shipments maximizes life-saving care for our most vulnerable residents and protects healthcare workers, first responders, and workers doing COVID-facing work so our healthcare system can continue to treat patients.
The vaccines will arrive at a critical time. This afternoon, the state reported its daily coronavirus report that another 5,600 people have tested positive. 89 more people have died from COVID-19. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown was at the governor's press conference and joins us now. Steve, the state plan includes different phases for distributing the vaccines. How many people will be vaccinated in the first phase?
Yeah, phase one covers 300,000 people. It includes clinical and non-clinical healthcare workers who are doing direct and COVID-facing care, residents of long-term care facilities, think rest homes and assisted living facilities, police, fire, and EMS personnel. Also, folks living in congregate care settings, think prisons and houses of correction and homeless shelters, home-based healthcare workers, the visiting nurses, and home health aides who care for the sick and elderly in their own homes. And finally, other healthcare workers who are doing non-COVID-facing care.
So that's phase one, expected to start this month and run until February. Who follows in phase two?
Yeah, phase two covers about 1.9 million people. Those groups will include people with two or more comorbidities, K through 12 educators and staff, transit, grocery, agriculture, sanitation, public works, and public health workers, people over the age of 65, and then at the end of phase two, people with one comorbidity.
And then phase three doesn't come until April, and it covers pretty much everybody else. How did the state decide this priority list?
Well, they put together a vaccine advisory task force to set the priorities. Now, obviously, those who are on the front lines in healthcare need to be at the top of this list, since they are the group that's coming in contact with those who are sick. Also, after seeing how this virus ran roughshod through nursing homes, they want to protect the most vulnerable of those folks. At those facilities also have a very easy way of distributing the vaccine. A volunteer pharmacist and technician will show up at the nursing home with all the vaccine they need and just inoculate all the residents in a rather short period of time. One-stop shopping, so to speak. The same goes for those in congregate care.
So in congregate settings such as shelters and prisons, they'll get the vaccine through volunteers?
Not so sure about volunteers. For the long-term care facilities, Walgreens and CVS have been contracted to go out and provide vaccinations on location. And I'm hearing that most of the pharmacists there are volunteering to do this. They may also do it for the shelters. Not sure exactly who'll be dispensing it to the prisons, as security is a concern. They may train the Department of Correction medical contractors to administer the vaccine. I'm sure the particulars of those details are still being worked out.
Steve, a poll came out yesterday from Mass Inc. Polling Group. The majority of those surveyed said they'd be willing to get the vaccine, but want to see others get it first. What did the governor or other public health leaders say today about how they can convince people the vaccine is safe and effective?
Yeah, you'll be hearing a lot about all the testing that has gone on into these vaccines. Dr. Paul Bittinger of the Mass General Hospital chaired the state's advisory board. He went on today about all the clinical trials and all the different boards that will be scrutinizing the data as people begin to get vaccinated.
I want to finally highlight a moment from the end of the press conference today. You asked Governor Baker if he would be talking to his father about the vaccine. He mentions his father quite a bit in his close relationship with him. And if he, the governor, personally had any concerns about his dad being among the first to take the vaccine. Let's listen.
Wasn't expecting that. I don't have any problems with it at all. Obviously, he's a big boy, and he'll make whatever decision he makes he thinks is in his best interest. But I would certainly recommend to him that he get vaccinated.
So, Steve, you posed that question. I wonder why you decided to ask it and then what you thought of the answer.
Yeah, we all care about our loved ones and their medical treatment. I knew this was personal for the governor, but I wanted to gauge his confidence in the safety of this vaccine that he wants us all to take. And judging by the fact that he recommended his dad get vaccinated, he's confident this vaccine is good to go.
WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.